Hey everyone, welcome back to the channel. Today we're diving deep into a fascinating company in the space and defense tech sector, Redwire Corporation, ticker symbol RDW. If you're curious about the future of space infrastructure and whether this stock could be a solid addition to your portfolio, stick around. We're doing a comprehensive analysis, breaking down everything from financials to recent performance, and even getting into some valuation insights. Let's get started. So, what's the big picture with Redwire? This isn't just another industrial player. It's a company carving out a niche in the rapidly evolving space economy. Based in Jacksonville, Florida, Redwire is all about providing mission-critical solutions for space and defense applications. Think advanced components, digital engineering for spacecraft, and even tech for space domain awareness. With the space industry projected to grow massively over the next decade, companies like Redwire are positioned at the forefront of this frontier. Today, we'll unpack their business, their numbers, and whether the stock price reflects their potential. Let's start with a closer look at who Redwire is. Founded in 2020, Redwire Corporation has quickly become a key player in space infrastructure. They develop and manufacture critical components for national security, civil, and commercial space programs. Their offerings span a wide range, from solar arrays and propulsion systems to full-on spacecraft engineering solutions. Led by CEO Peter Cannito, the company employs about 750 people and operates in a highly specialized segment of the aerospace and defense industry. What's cool here is their focus on both government and commercial clients, which gives them a diversified customer base in a sector that's not exactly easy to break into. Their mission? To accelerate humanity's expansion into space. Pretty ambitious, right? Now let's talk money. Specifically, revenue. Redwire has shown some impressive growth in recent years. For 2025, they reported full-year revenue of $335.4 million, up from $304.1 million in 2024, which itself was a jump from $243.8 million in 2023. That's a compound growth trajectory that catches the eye, especially in a capital-intensive industry like this. Breaking it down further, their revenue streams are tied to a mix of space infrastructure products and services, catering to both government contracts and commercial space ventures. While I don't have the exact geographic or product segment splits, the overall trend suggests they're scaling effectively in a competitive market. This kind of top-line growth is a good sign, but we'll need to dig into profitability next to see if it's sustainable. Moving on to earnings, let's see how Redwire's bottom line is holding up. Their latest full-year results for 2025 showed a net loss of $226.6 million, translating to an earnings per share of negative 228 cents. Compare that to 2024, where they posted a loss of $114.3 million, or negative 235 cents per share, and 2023, with a loss of $27.3 million or negative 73 cents per share. Clearly, profitability remains a challenge despite the revenue growth. The losses are partly driven by high operating expenses and investments in R&D, which are typical for a growth stage company in this space. Still, the widening loss in 2025 raises some red flags about cost management. On a positive note, their gross profit for 2025 was $17.3 million. Though it's a slim margin compared to the top line. The key takeaway? They're growing, but they've got to turn those revenues into profits sooner rather than later. Let's also touch on some insights from their recent earnings call for Q4 2024. Management highlighted a 24.7% year-over-year revenue increase for the full year, which aligns with the numbers we just discussed. They emphasized their focus on strategic initiatives, including key contract wins and operational expansions. A notable point was their acquisition of Edge Autonomy, which they believe will bolster their capabilities and market reach. Looking ahead, they're optimistic about 2025, citing a strong backlog and ongoing demand for space infrastructure. It sounds like they're betting big on future growth, but execution will be critical to narrowing those losses. Diving into the financial statements, let's break down Redwire's balance sheet and cash flow to get a clearer picture of their health. As of the end of 2025, they had $95.2 million in cash and cash equivalents, a significant bump from $49.1 million in 2024. total assets stood at $1.45 billion, while total liabilities were $312.1 million, giving them a debt-to-equity ratio of about 0.22, which isn't overly concerning. However, their retained earnings are deeply negative at $621.8 million, reflecting cumulative losses over the years. On the cash flow side, operating activities used $177.3 million in 2025, and free cash flow was negative $190.8 million. They're burning cash to fuel growth, which isn't unusual for a company in this phase, but it does mean they're reliant on financing activities, evidenced by $397.5 million raised in 2025. Keep the lights on. This balance sheet shows potential, but also underscores the need for operational efficiency. Now, let's talk valuation. Redwire's current market cap sits at about $1.55 billion, with a stock price of 938 cents as of the latest data. Their price-to-sales ratio is around 4.53, which is on the higher side for the industrial sector, suggesting the market is pricing in significant future growth. However, with a price-to-earnings ratio of negative 6.91 due to ongoing losses, traditional earnings-based valuation metrics are tricky here. Enterprise value is roughly $1.66 billion, factoring in debt and cash. Compared to peers in the aerospace and defense industry, where the average PE is around 95, Redwire isn't directly comparable yet because of its unprofitability. My take? The valuation seems optimistic, banking on their growth story and the broader space economy boom. But without profits, it's a speculative play. All right, let's do a quick SWOT analysis to sum up Redwire's position. Starting with strengths, their robust revenue growth, 24.7% in 2024, is a standout, showing they're gaining traction in a high-potential market. They've also got a diversified portfolio across government and commercial clients, which reduces dependency on any single revenue source. Weaknesses? The big one is profitability. Those widening losses signal operational challenges and heavy spending. Opportunities lie in the expanding space economy. Think satellite constellations, lunar missions, and defense contracts. Their recent acquisition of Edge Autonomy could be a game changer if integrated well. Threats include intense competition from established players like Lockheed Martin and emerging startups, plus the risk of integration hiccups with acquisitions. Overall, Redwire has a compelling growth story, but the execution risks are real. Let's check out Redwire's recent stock performance. Over the past week, the stock is down 1.72%, and over the past month, it's taken a hefty 25.05% hit. However, looking at a longer horizon, it's up 57.91% over 3 months, though down 60.5% over the past year. That volatility screams speculative trading, likely driven by news around earnings disappointments and insider selling, as well as broader market sentiment toward growth stocks. Technically, the chart shows a lot of choppiness, with no clear trend for short-term moves. If you're a trader, this isn't a clean setup right now. Too much noise. For long-term investors, though, these dips could be entry points if you believe in the space story. Finally, let's touch on intrinsic value to see if Redwire is priced fairly for long-term investors. Given the company's current unprofitability and heavy cash burn, traditional discounted cash flow models are tough to apply with confidence. Their negative free cash flow of $190.8 million in 2025 and ongoing losses make future projections speculative at best. Instead, we can look at their growth trajectory and market positioning. The space industry's potential is massive, and Redwire's revenue growth suggests they could capture a meaningful share if they turn the corner on profitability. Without a clear DCF output due to the current financials, my intrinsic value assessment leans qualitative. If Redwire can achieve consistent profitability within the next 3 to 5 years and maintain double-digit revenue growth, the current stock price of $9.38 could be a bargain relative to future potential. However, that's a big if given the risks. For conservative investors, it might be wise to wait for signs of positive earnings before jumping in. So what's the verdict on Redwire? Look, this is a high-risk, high-reward play. They've got a front-row seat in the space economy with strong revenue growth and strategic moves like the Edge Autonomy acquisition. But those persistent losses and cash burn are hard to ignore. For me, this stock is more suited to risk-tolerant investors who believe in the long-term space story and can stomach the volatility. If you're more conservative, you might want to watch from the sidelines until they show a path to profitability. What do you think? Are you bullish on Redwire, or are the red flags too big to overlook? Drop your thoughts in the comments below. And don't forget to like and subscribe for more deep dives like this. Until next time, invest smart.